In biology classes, students learn about ecosystems and how different organisms are connected. Doug Tallamy has written a book about the important role suburban landscapes play in maintaining the biodiversity of the United States. Tallamy will discuss his book, Bringing Nature Home, How You Can Sustain Wildlife with Native Plants, August 20th during a visit to the University of Arkansas Global Campus in Fayetteville. In his book, Tallamy argues that planting native plants can help maintain biodiversity.
What I mean by native is that it is part of the food web that supports the life around you. So sometimes those food webs can be quite large. So it could be that a white oak in Arkansas, for example, would support the same species that it supports in Kentucky or in New Jersey. So that's quite a large area. But a golden rain tree from China, for example, supports very little compared to that white oak, because it never was part of the food web that the animals in Arkansas have adapted to. And the reason that alien plants are so poor at supporting particularly insects is that plants don't want to be eaten, so they defend themselves with nasty chemicals. And it takes the insects quite a while to adapt to the chemicals of a particular type of plant. And they can do that because they specialize on one group of plants as opposed to trying to do all of them. So the reason that we need insects, because a lot of people say, well, good, we don't have any insects, that's great. But insects are the most important group in terms of transferring energy from plants to other animals. So birds, for example, 96% of our terrestrial birds rear their young on insects. And if you took the insects away, our birds would disappear. So we can't afford to do that. And that's just one example. Almost everything depends on insects either directly or indirectly in terms of the protein that they need. So we need to protect the food webs that generate insects that keep the rest of our biodiversity around.
Tallamy got his start in entomology about 30 years ago when he took an entomology class in college and became interested in the subject. He is now a professor and chairman of the Department of Entomology and Wildlife Ecology at the University of Delaware. He also works on research articles, and some of his recent work revealed startling results about biodiversity in the U.S.
We have so much land area in suburbia now that we have to treat it as a functional ecosystem because we can't afford to do without it. And the plants that we put in that space determine how well that ecosystem functions. And right now, we actually just finished measurements this week that the average space we dedicate to lawn in suburbia is 92% of the area. And I think it's 85% of the plants that we use are non-native. They're from someplace else.
Tallamy says the reason the land has been so altered is because the general public doesn't have enough information on the subject.
We become so detached from nature that we haven't thought about what other things need. You'd be surprised. I go around the country talking, and people have never thought of the fact that birds need insects to eat. You know, they see them eating insects, but they always think of them eating seeds or berries. So this, if they don't have that piece of information, then worried about what's happening to the insects is not going to be something that'll pop into their mind. So it's just simple lessons in ecology that help connect the dots. And as soon as you connect that last dot, then all of a sudden it makes sense. And I've gotten very little pushback on this. People say, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. And then they're willing to try to do something. So it's just, unfortunately, we do a real poor job of educating our kids and thus ourselves in terms of general ecological principles, which is why we've been so hard on the land, because we haven't thought that it mattered.
Tallamy says everyone does not have to become a botanist, but there is information available for anyone interested in learning about native plants. For example, homeowners could simply search the internet for a list of native plants in their area. Tallamy also says every state has a native plant society who has a list of the area's native plants. He adds that he would like landscapers to take a leadership role in understanding the impact of using native plants so the average person could use them as another resource.
I would like to see the landscaping industry become more responsible in the plants that they choose, so that they could simply, a homeowner could hire a landscaper like they do now and say, fix my yard and know that it was done in an ecologically sound way. And, you know, we're improving. We are learning a whole bunch about how valuable ornamental plants can be, and that plants aren't simply there for their ornamental value, that they have more value than that. So we're improving, but there's still a long way to go in terms of educating both landscapers and landscape designers and landscape architects, as well as the general public about these types of things.
Talamy says that his main message is to make people understand that their actions have a cost.
I just want people to recognize that plants matter. And if they choose a plant from China, if they choose a crepe myrtle, for example, that there's a cost to that. And if they understand what it is, then they can decide whether or not they want to endure that cost. But a lot of people don't. They only see plants as ornaments, and they don't realize that if you put a crepe myrtle where there used to be an oak tree, you have lost out on a lot of things. And if they understand what those things are, then people can decide how many natives they want and how many non-natives they want. And it all depends on the goal that each individual homeowner has for his or her property. What's interesting to me is that most people don't realize their properties have an ecological function. And they would say, the only goal I have is to fit in with the neighbors. Well, if we can give you an attractive landscape, but at the same time increase the percentage of native plants, you can have a much more functional landscape without sacrificing anything. And that's what I'm trying to do. So it's not a all-or-nothing type of policy.
Talamy will sign books at 6 p.m. His one-hour lecture begins at 7 and will be followed by a question-and-answer session. Tickets are $10 for members of the Illinois River Watershed Project, Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association, and the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Tickets are $15 at the door for the general public. Proceeds will benefit Fayetteville and Bloom and the Washington County Junior Master Gardeners. More information is available by calling Cindy Cope at 479-521-0934. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.